So we're in chapter 10 of the Gospel of Luke. از کتاب انجیل لوقا. And today we have a similar story as we already looked at in chapter 9.
داستان شبیه همون داستان فصل 9.
We had the 12 to be sent out.
که 12 تا شاگرد خداوند فرستاد.
And then I already mentioned there were also 70 being sent out later on.
و بعدش قرار 70 نفر بفرستید.
To preach the gospel and
انجیل عیسی مسیح رو
منتقل کنند. Today we look at the 70 being sent out.
امروز داریم اون 70 نفر رو می‌بینیم.
Now maybe over time when we went to the book of Luke, you noticed that we have talked a lot about sharing the gospel.
وقتی کتاب لوقا رو می‌خونیم آیه به آیه حتما توجه کردیم که خیلی در مورد بشارت انجیل صحبت می‌کنیم.
And the reason for that is simply that it comes up every single time.
چون دلیلش اینه که در کتاب انجیل لوقا بارها و بارها این داستان نکته رو بالا
آورده. The reason is because it's something important for
the
Christian life.
در زندگی مسیحی که این کار انجام بشه.
So today I want to just go over some lessons that Jesus basically tells the 70.
این می‌خوام یه سری درسایی رو بهتون امروز بگم که اون درسا رو عیسی مسیح به اون 70 نفر داد.
Which we could apply to our lives and when we go out share the gospel.
که ما میتونیم تو زندگیمون عملی کنیم وقتی میریم بشارت بدیم.
Of course they went out full time.
اونا تمام وقت رفتن یعنی کل روز رفتن.
But we are doing the same when we go out and for an hour or 2 hours.
ما شاید هر کل روزمون نریم.
Saturdays and Sundays.
یه ساعت دو ساعت در هفته بریم.
Yeah, so let's see what we can learn.
چه درسی رو میتونیم ازش یاد بگیریم؟ آیه 1.
After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place, whither he himself would come. Yeah, so I already pointed out there are more than 12 apostles.
اشاره کردم که بیشتر از 12 تا رسول هستند.
Here we have another 70 that are sent out.
اینجا هم که گفتم 70 تا دیگه
هستند. Of course, Paul, who is not part of these two groups, is also called an apostle.
پولس هم بهش رسول گفته میشه که نه جزء 12 تا بوده نه جزء 70 تا بوده.
Yeah, and we see that these apostles all have been given powers from Jesus to authenticate the message.
رد داده شده بود بهشون که معجزه کنن که پیام عیسی رو مهمون کنه.
Yeah, last week we had somebody
کسی رو داشتیم که
that were told by the disciples to stop doing what they were doing
شاگردا گفته شده
because he was casting out demons in the name of Jesus.
که شاگردا بهشون گفته بودن در نام عیسی مسیح داره شیاطین رو بیرون
میکنه. Which would be another one.
فرد این کارو نکنه.
Yeah, so we don't know exactly how many there are.
نمی‌دونیم چند نفر رسول
شاگردا هستند. And it's not important, but it's at least more than 80.
می‌دونیم که حداقل بیشتر از 80 تا بودن.
Now, what I want you to see is that Jesus sends out bigger groups to share the gospel. It's not only Jesus doing the work. He sends 12 his main disciples, but then he sends another 70. Now, as a church, sharing the gospel is not the task of one or two people. It's a task of everybody who is part of the church. Yeah, last week I said my goal is that I hope we have left 12 people going out.
12 نفر بریم بیرون.
Yeah, sharing the gospel every
week. بدیم هر هفته با هم دیگه.
Yeah, because church is not a club.
کلیسا فقط یک کلاب نیست، دور هم جمع
شیم. You don't only come here.
نمیایم اینجا
که
فقط دور هم داشته باشیم، دور همی باشه و فقط دریافت کنیم.
Yeah, church is a place where you are commissioned from.
شما جایی که شما فرستاده میشین که به خداوند خدمت کنید.
To take part in the task that God has given us.
که وظیفتون و اون قدمتون رو برای خدمت خداوند بردارید.
Go to Ephesians 4.
افسوسیان
Ephesians 4:11-13. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, into a perfect man, into the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
11-13. بعضی شبانان و معلمان را برای تکمیل مقدسین برای کار خدمت برای بنای بدن مسیح.
Yeah, so we're given apostles, prophets, yeah, we have the Bible, we have evangelists, pastors, teachers.
مبشر، شبان، همه رو داریم.
Wherefore?
برای چی داریم؟
Yeah, wherefore do we come to church?
که چیکار کنیم؟
Yeah, it is to so that we become more Christ-like.
که بیشتر شبیه
مسیح. So we are perfected.
که تکمیل بشیم برای تکمیل مقدسیم.
To walk rightly before God.
یاد بگیریم کنار خداوند.
Yeah, why do we come to church?
چرا میایم کلیسا؟
Gratification, to be built up.
که بنا بشیم، آماده بشیم.
But why do we also come to church?
چرا میایم کلیسا؟
For the work of the ministry.
که خدمت کنیم به
خداوند. That all goes together.
همش با هم دیگه.
Yeah, to live rightly before God.
که جلوی خداوند درست زندگی کنیم.
Means also that we are serving him.
وقتی میخوام درست زندگی کنیم، باید براش هم کاری انجام بدیم.
Of course, the ultimate purpose of a church is to preach the gospel.
بشارت انجیل عیسی.
You're perfected. You're built up.
So you can
take part of the ministry. Yeah, we as a local church. Yeah, are God's people.
Here
in Athens to do the work of the ministry. Yeah, to reach the lost. And everybody should be involved in it. Yeah, and if you cannot share the gospel, help out in other areas. Yeah, the work of the ministry needs to be carried out. And it's not by one person. Yeah, the idea is not that you come to church.
Yeah,
week after week, year after year, and that you just have a head stuffed full of knowledge, knowing all the doctrines, and then you die. No, it's to take part in the ministry, to use that knowledge to do the work of the ministry. Now, here in Luke 10, we are given a format on how we should be going about by sending people out. And Jesus says here in Luke 10, he sends them out two by two. So he sends 70, meaning 35 groups that are sharing the gospel. Now, in Luke 9, we didn't see that because it wasn't mentioned in Luke 9.
But
I want you to go back to Mark 6 and read verse 7. Because he did the same for the 12. And he called unto him the 12 and began to send them forth by two and two and gave them power over unclean spirits.
پس آن دوازده را پیش خوانده و شروع کرد به فرستادن ایشان دو به دو و ایشان را بر ارواح پلید قدرت داد.
So he also sent the 12 out in groups of two.
Yeah,
so then he sent 6 groups to go preach the gospel. And of course, there's wisdom in that.
Yeah,
first of all, it's much nicer to do it with somebody. Yeah, you can go out soul winning alone.
But
I'd rather do it with somebody else.
I'd
rather have a companion. Then there's another reason for that. And that is to learn. Yeah, if you don't know how to share the gospel, if you don't know very well, you will learn by listening and seeing others doing it.
Yeah,
it's a good training ground. Yeah, and another reason will be safety. Yeah, it's good to be with two.
Yes,
especially if you're a lady, it's good to be with two, just for your own protection. Now, the basics, of course, we can learn in church. Yeah, we have classes on sharing the gospel. Yeah, we had a couple months ago, we had a couple of classes. If you're interested, let me know. Because we'll keep doing those lessons anyway. Yeah, because we want people to go share the gospel. And I want you to be equipped so you can. And then if you know how to do that, if you have the opportunities in your life with your family, then you know what to do. Now, notice also that Jesus himself did not stop when he sent them. It's not like, oh, I told them and now I quit. No, it says actually he would go to the same cities and share the kingdom of God. Yeah, and I want to point out from this that the pastor or the evangelist of a church, they also must be involved in soul winning. Now, the Bible says that the pastor must do the work of an evangelist.
Yeah,
they must set the example. Yeah, it doesn't mean he does the most of the soul winning. Yeah, some things do as well, but
yeah, like,
preaching, preparing for that and other stuff. But he must take part in that.
اما باید در بشارت هم خدمت کنه.
Sharing the gospel of the lost is
بشارت دادن به گم شدگان.
The primary purpose of a church.
اولین هدف اصلی کلیسا است.
Yeah. Go to Luke 10 verse 2.
لوقا 10 2.
Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest.
پس بدیشان گفت محصول بسیار است و کارگر کم. پس از خدای خداوند محصول درخواست کنید تا کارگران برای محصول خود بیرون نماید.
Yeah, so he's sending them out.
اونا رو بیرون میفرسته.
And he says the harvest truly is great.
که میگه محصول بسیاره.
Yeah, but laborers are few.
اما کارگر کم.
Is there a shortage on people that need to hear the gospel?
آیا مردمی که تشنه انجیل هستن؟
Answer is no. There's no shortage.
کمی نیست.
There are many people who need to hear the gospel.
احتیاج دارن بشنون.
People that would, when they would hear the gospel, would get saved.
کسایی که اگر بشنون ایمان میارن.
Yeah, remember, if our gospel is hit, it's hit them that are lost.
اگر انجیل ما قایم شده است، قایم شده از آنهایی که گم شدن.
The problem is.
مشکل اصلی اینه که.
Laborers. There's a shortage of laborers. The laborers are few. Yeah, why is that? First of all, if you take Greece, yeah, of course, most people will call themselves Christians here. Yeah, because if you ask the average person, they will say, oh, I'm a Christian. But of course, most of them are not really Christians. They don't believe the gospel. So then of the small amount of people that are actually saved,
yeah,
that believe the gospel, only a few of them are actually laborers.
Yeah,
it's only a few are actively sharing the gospel. The laborers are few. What is the solution? Now, Jesus says the solution is to pray.
God
says, pray to the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. You, if you're saved, if you're a child of God,
yeah,
Jesus tells you need to pray for laborers to be sent into the harvest field.
Yeah,
that more people will go out there to preach the gospel. Now, here's the thing. When you are starting to pray for the lost and pray for laborers to be sent in,
yeah,
God will also be working. God will also be working in your heart. Yeah. So if you don't physically come out with us, at least pray for us. Yeah. Pray at the time that we are going out there. Because the problem is not the lack of the harvest. The harvest is great. It's a lack of soul winners that is the problem. Go to Matthew 9. Get your mind. Matthew 9. It's a different story. But Jesus is teaching the same thing here. And we know this because it's a different timeline here. Matthew 9:36. And read only 36 for now. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. So Jesus is just looking at the multitudes and he's filled with compassion. Because he's looking at them and he said they are lost. They are having no shepherd. There's nobody there to guide them. There's nobody to share the good news and lead them to the path that leads to life. Today, when you step out of this building, when you are the place where you live, you'll see multitudes around you that are like sheep without a shepherd. They're lost. They're on a path that leads to destruction. You see them making all the wrong decisions that will destroy their lives. And we need to take the example of Jesus and have compassion for those people.
Now,
look at the next two verses that come after what this verse. Yeah, but Jesus had compassion. 37 and 38. Yeah. Then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest.
آنگاه به شاگردان خود گفت محصول فراوان است اما کارگر کم. پس از صاحب محصول استدعا نمایید تا کارگران در محصول خود بفرستند.
Now you see this directly links back to these people that are like sheep but having no shepherd.
Yeah.
The people that Jesus had compassion for. Yeah, what should you do? Pray to God for laborers to be sent into his harvest field.
Yeah,
because the harvest field is plentiful. Yeah, we're called to have compassion for the lost. Yeah, we're called to be soul winners. Oh, I just can't join the soul winning. It's too hard or whatever reason.
Okay,
at least are you willing to pray? For God to send in laborers? At least, are you willing to pray for the laborers? Yeah, pray that God will protect us when we go out there.
Pray that
God will bless our efforts. Yeah, pray that we can find the people that have an open heart. I believe prayer works. God listens. And we have come across people that were, we knew it was an appointment of God. God moved them just in our path. People were not on our way, but were just crossing. Yeah, we need to pray for those who go out soul winning. That God will give us the divine appointment so we can share the good news. And then add to that prayer as well that God will make you a laborer as well.
خداوند روش و زمانشو بهتون بده که شما هم کارگران.
Yeah, go back to Luke 10. Read verse 3.
آیه 3 رو بخونید.
Go your ways, behold, I sent you forth as lambs among wolves.
بروید، اینک من شما را چون بره‌ها در میان گرگان می‌فرستم.
Yeah, so Jesus is encouraging them, the 70, speaking to them. Go preach the good news.
Yeah,
I'll send you out two by two. And by the way, I sent you out as lamb among wolves. And probably you're thinking like, what? wolves eat sheep. You're sending us out among wolves. But what's the point that Jesus is making? Yeah, the point he's making that, hey, you will be fine. He's teaching them that you need to rely for your protection on me. Now, how is it out that we are sent out as lambs? When we go out there, we're not out there to pick fights. We are out there to share the good news, to be a blessing. Yeah, go to Matthew 10. Matthew 10 and read verses 16 till 17. Behold, I sent you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up into the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues.
هان من شما را مانند گوسفندان در میان گرگان می‌فرستم. پس مثل مارها هوشیار و چون کبوتران ساده باشید. اما از مردم برحذر باشید. زیرا که شما را به محاکم تسلیم خواهند کرد و در کلیساهای خود شما را تازیانه خواهند زد.
Yeah, so we are sent out.
Yeah,
to be harmless as doves, but then also to be wise as serpents. Yeah, among wolves, among people who won't like us, who go against us. What kind of people are they? Of course, here they say they will drag you in their synagogues.
So,
but read Matthew 7:15. Yeah, where we have a group specifically being called wolves. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Matthew 7:15.
اما از پیامبران دروغین احتیاط کنید که به لباس میشا نزد شما می آیند ولی در باطن گرگان درنده می باشند.
Yeah, so were the wolves here false prophets? Yeah, Matthew 20:29. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Matthew
20:29.
Again, people sneaking into the churches here.
Matthew 29,
is it wrong?
Yes.
Okay, then maybe I can find it, wait.
What is it? Say it.
For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. No. That's actually something that Paul said, so just translate it.
Okay.
For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock.
Now,
what are the wolves referring to? False teachers. Yeah, those who lead people astray. Those who lead people away from the gospel that can save them. What do we come across out there? False churches. Yeah, they're teaching a false gospel. Yeah, for example, a works-based gospel. What is out there? The Mormons, the cults, Jehovah's Witnesses. They all lead people astray. They are our enemies.
Yeah,
they're enemies of God. The proponents of atheism. Which is a religion, by the way. Yeah, atheism is a religion. I preached a sermon on that, or a series of sermons on that a couple of years ago. Yeah, they're enemies of the gospel. Yeah, they try to convince people in the wrong direction. They're wolves. Yeah, they want to stop us. Now, how can we be successful or survive among these wolves? Of course, we should be wise as serpents. But then, if God is for us, who can stand against us? Yeah, so we go two by two. We pray. We trust God for our protection. Yeah, we go out as sheep among the wolves. Yeah, we're harmless. Yes, we're not stupid. We exercise wisdom. Go to verse 4 of Luke 10. Carry neither purse, nor scrip, nor shoes, and salute no man by the way. Yeah, so here Jesus is teaching them to trust him for their provision, to trust on God. Yeah, don't take a bag or a backpack. Don't take a wallet. Don't take extra shoes. Yeah, trust on me for your provision.
Yeah.
And the truth is, God provides for those who do the work of the ministry. Now, as I pointed out before in the previous chapter as well, of course, this was to teach them a lesson, to learn to trust. Yeah, it doesn't mean that by default we go out unprepared. Yeah, because later on we see that Jesus says, hey, I told you first this, now you prepare, you take the things you need to do the work. Yeah, but if you are serving God, God will provide for your needs. Yeah, Jesus here is promising to provide for them.
Now,
skip to verse 7 and 8 for a moment. And in the same house remain eating and drinking such things as they give, for the laborer is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house and into whatsoever city you enter, and they receive you. Eat such things as are set before you.
زیرا که کارگر شایسته دستمزد خویش است و از خانه به خانه مروید و در هر شهری که رفتید و شما را پذیرفتند از آنچه پیش شما گذارند بخورید.
Yeah, so if you go out there sharing the gospel, and of course they went to cities, they went like a couple of weeks or a month even. Yeah, God will provide through people who open their house. We'll feed you, we'll give you drink, we'll give you a place to stay. And then he also says, hey, don't be picky about what you receive. Just be thankful. Yeah, just eat what is set before you. Now, of course, there's in the Bible a warning if somebody says it's the food they give you, sacrifice into an idol. If they tell you this, then you should refuse it for their sake.
مال بوت تقدیم شده به بوت به خاطر نجات اون فرد.
That is for their conscience that you're doing that.
برای اونها که اونها ببینند.
Normally you don't ask questions. You just eat whatever they give you. And Jesus also says, don't go out shopping around for where you can get the best place to stay and the best food. Now you find somebody who wants to provide for you, just remain there. Yeah, don't look for a better deal. Yeah, so a laborer is worthy of his hire. A laborer is worthy of his hire. That's in verse 7, in the middle. Yeah, if you're a laborer into the harvest field, you are worthy to be provided for. Yeah, God will take care of you. Go to 1 Timothy 5:17. 1 Timothy 5:17. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine.
مشایخی که نیکو رهبری میکنن شایسته حرمت دوچندان میباشن به ویژه آنانی که در کلام و تعلیم زحمت میکشن.
Yeah, we see the same principle. Those who labor, in this case in the word and doctrine, they're worthy of honor. Now, how is this expressed, this honor? Read the next verse. For the scripture said, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn, and the laborer is worthy of his reward.
زیرا کتاب میگوید گاو را وقتی که خرمن را خورد میکند دهن نبند و کارگر مستحق اجرت خویش است.
Yeah, it's right for those who labor for the Lord that their physical needs are taken care of.
اونایی که برای خداوند خدمت میکنه حقشونه که نیاز روزانهشون برآورده شه.
Yeah, God provides for those.
خداوند فراهم میکنه برای کسایی که کار خداوند انجام میدن.
If a soldier goes to battle,
وقتی سرباز میره به جنگ,
yeah, he doesn't pay for his own equipment and everything he needs. That's taken care of. Now, of course, it's not wrong for somebody to pay his own way. Yeah, we see that Paul was a tent maker and he provided for himself and those with him.
But
don't think this is better somehow than somebody who actually receives something.
Yeah.
It's both okay. And it also said in verse 4 at the end, it says, salute no man by the way. End of verse 4. Salute no man by the way. And it simply points to the fact that we shouldn't be distracted.
Yeah,
keep focused on what you was sent out to do.